Hello, and welcome to my podcast. This is episode 21 of The Way Up, Healing Wounds from Church Hurt. My name is Doug Vasey, and I'm an ordained minister and a graduate of a Christian seminary. My podcast is offered with the purpose of helping and bringing hope to people who've experienced wounds and trauma from a religious or church setting known as church hurt. I've experienced this myself, and I also know the experiences of many others. In these podcasts, I have been discussing what has helped me in my healing journey. I have learned that the primary source of healing comes from an amazing God who offers love, joy, and peace far beyond anything that we can imagine. Now, in the last two episodes, I've been discussing forgiveness as a big part of being healed from trauma. I noted that this can be very difficult for most people in most circumstances. I first went through some reasons that lead to misunderstandings of what forgiveness is all about. I mentioned five things regarding forgiveness and what it is not, but that many people often believe about it. These include feeling that forgiveness makes us the loser, that we must just forgive and forget what happened to us, we must restore the relationship with the one who hurt us, we can only forgive if the other person apologizes, and that forgiveness means letting the other person off the hook. I noted that none of these are required in order for us to forgive. Then in the last episode, I discussed the benefits that can come about when we forgive others. These benefits can be spiritual, because God's forgiveness of the things that we have done wrong is tied to our forgiveness of others. The benefits can also be physical, since health professionals have determined that forgiveness can lead to improved health and peace of mind. And then benefits may also be emotional, as forgiveness can bring us increased hope and purpose and decreased anger and bitterness. This occurs as it helps free you from the control of the person who harmed you. Therefore, after going through what forgiveness is not, and then discussing benefits of forgiveness, it is time to forgive. I realize that it may still be very difficult. The wounds can still be very real and raw. We may feel that we just can't go through with it. But let me encourage you that it is worth it. As I quoted a man named Miguel Ruiz in the last episode, forgive others and you will see miracles start to happen in your life. So what is the process to start seeing these miracles come about? I believe it requires the help of God and His Holy Spirit. In an article from Los Angeles Christian Counseling, the authors state that in our own strength, forgiving others in the way that we've received God's forgiveness is impossible. But with God, nothing is impossible. And with His Spirit inside us, we can go through a process that leads to true forgiveness. They state that forgiveness is essentially the act of pardoning an offender, or literally, to let go. The article then lists a process that includes 8 steps. I believe that they offer much wisdom, and I want to review their process and how it can help each of us. The first step is to acknowledge the pain. This means you must admit you have been hurt and properly feel the feelings. Stop trying to bury the painful feelings that are there. Often, this may require the need to grieve. The second step is to think through things. Consider all that happened and admit what makes you sad or angry. You may think that you really shouldn't feel that way and realize how much unforgiveness is still there, which just emphasizes the need to continue on to reach true forgiveness. The next step is to imagine being on the other side. This involves remembering times when you have needed forgiveness from others, including God, for what you've done to them. This empathy can help to put you in the other person's shoes and maybe gain some understanding of why they behaved as they did. Then the fourth step is to remember God's forgiveness. We are all in need of forgiveness from God because of our own sins or wrongdoing. Ask yourself, if I have been forgiven so much, how then can I hold on to grievances committed against me? This can be a big encouragement in the process of offering your own forgiveness. The next step is to reflect on our biblical command. Realizing God's forgiveness for you in the previous step should remind you of what Jesus taught about our need to forgive others. And by understanding the command, our decision to obey can force our emotions to catch up. The sixth step is to let go of the hurt. At this point, stop replaying the offense over and over. Let go of the pain and determine that you are going to choose to move forward. You may also need to recognize the importance of prayer at this point in order to overcome the temptation to wander back to unforgiveness. The next step is to continue to forgive. Often with the trauma and wounds of church hurt, forgiveness can involve more than just saying a prayer and moving on. It can be seen as a serious decision that you make over and over again. This will most likely be uncomfortable and painful, but it will always be worth it in the end. And the final step is to pray for the person who hurt you. Jesus taught in Matthew 5:44 for us to pray for those who persecute us. When you go through this process and you get to the place where you can pray good things for those who have wounded you, you will start to see the miracles mentioned earlier. Some of the miracles we may see are related to a couple statements I've seen. First, on a sign outside a church building, it says, "The most influential person in your life is the one you refuse to forgive." So our forgiveness means that we have the freedom from this person and their actions against us, and we can live in peace without their influence on our thoughts and decisions. Next, a statement by A man named Ryan Adair says, if you never have room for forgiveness, you will never have room for growth. The whole process outlined in the LA Christian Counseling article describes several ways in which we grow as we choose to forgive, such as focusing more on God and His ways, becoming more unselfish, developing love and compassion for others, and getting rid of bitterness and anger. They end the article with this encouragement. Depend on God to give us the grace to live out forgiveness. Make the right choice. Start a journey of forgiveness today, praying for the Lord to equip you for this difficult but eternally rewarding task. And finally, a quote from Nelson Mandela. When a deep injury is done to us, we never heal until we forgive. I thank you for joining me on this episode. I invite you back next time for The Way Up, Healing Wounds from Church Hurt.